Hello. So happy to have everyone in Blog Talk Radio listening to our special show tonight. And right off, I would like to give a special thanks to Frank Mills, the composer of the song you just heard, Music Box Dancer. Frank gave us special permission to play it, and it will be the theme song of the Judy Joy Jordan Show. And I also want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Blog Talk Radio for making this possible, interconnecting our whole world and making us, or helping make us, one family. Thank you, Blog Talk. Tonight we have a very, very special guest. I hope that you out there who are wanting to publish something have gotten it out of your closet, dusted it off, and might want to call in tonight. Casey Swanson, who has Daily Swan Publishing Company, is going to be our guest, and you are welcome to call in. The call-in number is 347-326-9915. So that's 347-326-9915. Casey, he publishes not only science fiction, but fantasy, mystery, horror, and also he published my book, The Bones of the Homeless. So I'm really happy to bring him on board, and let's go ahead and see if he's here.
I'm right here, Judy.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You're coming through loud and clear. We're really happy to have you tonight. I know that you're a very busy person, and you have taken time out to give us a call, and let us know a little bit more about your publishing company, Daily Swan Publishing.
Well, it sort of came out of our enjoyment of books, and a few years back, my wife had me take some time off and finish my book, and out of that, something I'd wanted to do ever since I was, as I can remember as a kid, is like I'd take other people's books and stories together and sort of make.
Hello, Casey? Are you there? I'm sorry,
yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we had a little distraction. Go on.
Okay, so out of that, it just came along and we launched the company. We started out by just asking for manuscripts on Craigslist, of all places. And
Craigslist.
That's where we got it.
Okay.
That's how I found you.
That's right.
And
we met Terry Young.
Yeah, way back at the beginning of the company. And we went through about 100 manuscripts to find the first three that we started with.
Wow.
And it just, we're running about one out of every 50 that we read is ready to be published. And that's
Casey,
pretty normal
I
in the industry.
I have to talk a little bit louder so that everyone can hear you out there. For some reason, the guests have a little bit harder time being heard. I'm sorry, but if you could. I know that the publishing industry is really a hard industry in some ways to get into, but you've done a remarkable job. I mean, if you tell people that you have already gotten an award winner author, I think that's quite remarkable. If you'd like to tell a little bit about that person.
Well, we've won one book award now with our first year, and that was with Abers, which is a young adult science fiction. And then a couple of our authors that we have coming along in the next year or so have won awards as well. Deadline is an Emmy Award-winning news person out of Detroit.
Who is that again, Kate?
That's Paula Tutman, and she's out of Detroit.
Okay.
And we'll be publishing her first book, Deadline, and she's won a couple of Emmys.
Wow.
And we have a couple other people coming up down next year that have won some even bigger awards than that that we're looking forward to once we get everything confirmed. So it's been quite a quite an adventure, both to keep it going and the type of authors that are approaching us.
Well, would you actually tell the authors out there that would kind of like to try out sending in a manuscript, but they're afraid of all the rejection and da-da-da, What would you have to say to those that are really reluctant, but yet they probably have a really good book in their hands?
Well, there's a lot of things. A lot of people try the self-publishing route, and I know Amazon's starting to sort of, it's expensive for them, for people that just sell one or two books.
Oh.
And they're going through some changes there. But if you're going to submit the book to a publisher, make sure somebody else reads it first.
Mm-hmm.
And get the basic, at least the basic grammar corrected. I guess that's my biggest complaint when I read a book,
is
grammar and misspellings.
Really? So that really bugs you.
Yeah, that's, you know, even if it's a good story, if it's not readable for me, you know, sometimes you only get 10 or 20 pages in.
That's where
I'd like to have a synopsis.
A synopsis
is to me like half a page on what your book's about.
Oh, okay. So that would give you an idea of whether you want to read more and all that. But if people don't really try to, you know, authors don't send it in, they'll never know. I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot, right?
It is. I mean, I've had hundreds of books now submitted to us.
Wow.
I got a pile of about 65 to get through right now. I think we just topped 65, so it does take a little while.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you find a good one, you want to read the whole thing. Other times, I'll only get 10 or 20 pages into it, and the writing is, it becomes an issue. Not necessarily the story, but the writing.
I get it.
And
you really are selective.
Well, you have to be, but sometimes it's just not a good mix for the publisher.
That's right. And that doesn't mean people need to give up, right? They could try somebody else or keep going. And
there's a lot of, yeah.
What was it, Casey, in your background that would make you able to do, like, a publishing company? You must have had maybe a family that was in the publishing industry or...
Not really. It just, I've always been around books and enjoyed books.
Uh-huh.
And one of my college jobs was working for a Canadian publisher, Self Counsel Press. They're now in Bellingham, Washington.
Okay.
And they helped me get my new distributor.
Uh-huh.
I had a publisher's nightmare of my distributor shutting his doors on me, which is happens with small publishers.
Oh.
And, I guess she gave me a positive, remembered who I was, and that helped me get my new distributor, which is a big step forward for us.
Oh, wow. So things can happen, especially since we're going to more Internet-related things, as opposed to bookstores and all the way it used to be. I guess everyone is kind of switching over, and some people are going to switch over and some people aren't. Right, Casey?
Yeah, there's the new book readers. We're starting to have our books available on e-books. That's a process.
E-book.
So there'll be people to actually be able to buy the book online. And that should be happening with our line beginning in the next month or two. Everything's finally set up on that. And eventually all of our titles will be available that way as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think just in the printing of books. I mean, we now use digital technology to print the books. It's still ink, but it's a computer, and you don't need printing plates anymore.
Wow,
so
amazing.
Big change. Yeah.
Big change, yeah. You kind of go with the flow or you don't go. I mean, you know, that's the way it... Well, what started you with science fiction, one of the things that you publish? What was it that... Did you read a lot of science, like, what is Asimov? I'm not real familiar.
You know, I grew up with science fiction because my mom and dad were both big science fiction people.
Oh, okay.
And so that was science fiction and fantasy or natural mix. And there's so much overlapping. I mean, a book like Lamppost Motel. I mean, it's science fiction. That's Joe Gold in one of our books out there. Very more serious adult science fiction, but it's not just science fiction. There's a lot more to it. So that's the idea of a genre mix of the different books. So you can have titles that may overlap different genres.
Right. Well, when I introduced you, I said science fiction, fantasy, mystery, horror. But you do other things, right, even besides that?
Yeah, we try to publish one poetry art book a year.
Okay.
Mine was the first. Yours was the second one we did.
Uh-huh.
Your Bones of the Homeless, which is, I guess, gone everywhere we take it. It's gotten some good reviews. This year, summer, we have Autumn Turley out of San Francisco. Her poetry and the artwork of her friends will be publishing.
Oh, okay. So you do poetry as well as science fiction, fantasy, mystery, horror. So anyone out there that is really interested in maybe having a publisher, a real-life publisher, look over your manuscript. It is Daily Swan Publishers, and I guess that's just if they type in Daily Swan, right, in Google?
Yeah, it's the Daily, D-A-I-L-E-Y, and then Swan, S-W-A-N,
mm-hmm.
and it's publishing.com, and that'll take them to the site.
Right.
And that way we get a lot of things submitted that way. We have submissions from all over the world now.
All over the world.
Which is sort of fun. We just got a wonderful young adult piece come that my wife's considering for our young adult line that we're starting next year from Botswana in South Africa. We've got submissions from Spain, Germany, Israel, China, a couple of things from China, both Taiwan and the People's Republic, and it's amazing.
That is amazing. We really are one planet. I mean, one interplanetarian family. And writing is something that brings us all together because a good book, it really doesn't know. Like, you know, there's no walls or color or age. You know, it just really reaches and touches everyone. So that's the beauty of writing. And I think being a publisher at this point in time would be very exciting because now the possibilities are able to, you're able to reach the whole world within a click, you know, just the click of a button.
Yeah, it's amazing when I've gone on and looked at where my company name and the different titles show up. I mean, I've seen websites from Russia to Australia, basically all over the world with our books showing up on the websites. It's just, it's crazy how it is. It's easier to distribute the books internationally now. We now have a formal distributor to England and Africa, which is nice.
Oh.
And it's just it's amazing that what's happening. And again, the technology is changing so much. Anybody can publish a book now. It's basically where a publisher comes in. It helps you get a little bit more visibility on the book.
Absolutely, because you have like the distributor and a lot more insight and you have a lot more than just trying to self-publish. I mean, I know a lot of people try to self-publish on Lulu. I mean, that's great, but it's extremely hard to kind of get that your name out, right, without having some extra help.
Yeah, it is, and to try to get it into bookstores, I mean, it's tough right now for any publisher to get your stuff into bookstores. I have a great sales force out now working through our new distributor now, and we're really focusing to get more of our titles into the bookstores. I mean, there's how many 100,000-plus books published a year?
Wow.
How do you get yours noticed? I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So,
how do you get it? You know, we have a caller, Casey. Would it be all right if I bring them on board?
Sure.
All right. Hello. Let's see. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. This is Dr. Colesso. I told you I would tune in tonight. Yes, it'd be a part of your show.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so glad you called.
Yes. Go ahead. Look, don't let me stop you. I just...
No. Oh, do you want to just listen or did you want to talk to the publisher?
Well, I wanted to listen to the program and then, of course...
Oh,
I'll
sure.
Yes.
All right, fine. No problem. I'm just going to put you on mute and I'll bring you on later on.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. So a lot of people call in, Casey, and they listen through the phone because they really don't need a computer, which is great. Blog Talk is really, really, I think, ahead of its time. And, by the way, anyone out there that would like to call in, our number is 347-326-9915. 347-326-9915. And this is your chance to talk to a publisher live and ask whatever questions you want. And I guess my next question would be, if there's someone out there that has a science fiction manuscript, Casey, would you recommend that they get some kind of critique before mailing it in to you, or would you say go ahead and send it, you know, as is?
I always have somebody else look at it first, and not just somebody who's going to say, oh, that's wonderful. You want somebody who's actually going to critique it and have criticism and make it better before you give it to somebody. I mean, my own book, Beyond the Fears of Tomorrow, I gave that to my brother to critique, and he had me rewrite it a dozen times. I mean, that's what you need sometimes. Somebody's going to be tough on you, so when a publisher does read it, they don't get lost in the first couple of pages.
There you go. So you got to kind of be open to letting someone else come in and guide you. I mean, it's like you had that book kind of roaming around in your head for many years, didn't you, before you actually got it into a book form?
I started my book in 78 when I was going to college, and I didn't finish it in 2003. I mean, that was big. I'd go back and forth to it, and like I said, my wife finally said, take 6 months off and finish it, and that's what I did. So
Go ahead and do it. Well, you know, everything has its own time, but, you know, I think a lot of people are so afraid of rejection, but basically you've got to be able to do it. I think without the rejection that you don't really get to where you're going. You know, you just kind of go, oh, okay, that is a stepping stone. Next. You know, I mean, you kind of get toughened or something so that you keep going. I'm sure you've had this dream of having your own publishing company for a long time. This wasn't something you just woke up one day and said, oh, I'm going to start. I mean, you've thought about this for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, off and on for years, yeah. I mean, it is. But I just wanted to go back to the rejection thing because I found a wonderful manuscript to a friend. It's going to be coming out this summer, Sorensen's Gift. It may be the best young adult book I've ever read. But the author was afraid to submit it to anybody. He'd been sitting on it for years and was, you know, he didn't know what to do with it or you know, would somebody like it if they read it?
Right.
So we had a mutual acquaintance that I re-met, and he told me about this friend of his with the book, and I said, you know, have him send it to me. It'll get read by a friendly voice at least. And it was almost 700 type pages, and I couldn't put it down once I started. I mean, it was, but even then, there were some things I had to chat and change on it as the editor. And he was willing to do those, and it was just tightening up the story a little bit. But here's one that it may be one of the best I've ever read that was just sitting in a closet.
Wow. So he was really afraid to go ahead and get that out there or before anybody, right? Yeah.
Well, to come, I don't know if it was that, is what to do with it. Where do I send it to?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Like, well, okay, I've got it all written and it's all ready to go, but what do I do? And, you know, again, the name of your publishing company is Daily Swan Publishers, and you can find that through Google, right, Casey? Just Google it?
Yeah. Yeah, Daily Swan Publishing. And that's taken from my wife's last name and my wife's last name. So that's how we got Daily Swan.
That's how you got it. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah, because they have your logo, and they had this particular show, one of the featured shows on Blog Talk, which I'm very thankful for. I think it's well worth it. And so they had your little logo floating around, and I didn't really know, you know, how you got that, but I knew you were a publisher of science fiction, fantasy, mystery, horror, some poetry, and so I felt like, this would be a really good place to kind of get it out there and let people that are wanting to kind of get that manuscript before somebody. Because I know Casey personally, he is not going to be real rough on you. Believe me, he's not. So no matter what, it's worth it to get it before somebody else and let them give you a little bit of information about what they feel like. Right, Casey? You're not going to say, don't ever do this again or any of that.
No. There's a couple authors who had good ideas that, really good ideas, but they weren't quite sure how to present them. That I've been actually working with these authors.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be doing one of them, Billy Anderson Chronicles will be coming out this fall. And that's somebody I spent about 3 years just helping him on his reading, his writing skills, and developing the story to make it a little more cohesive story. And I'm also willing to do that, and I can't do that a lot, but that's always a fun thing to do because that's one thing my wife and I wanted to do with this company.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're getting some big name authors that will be coming on board over the next couple of years.
Right.
But we also want it as a place that the first time author, the first person out there trying to get their book out there can come to, and a publisher actually read it and maybe do something with it. So we want it to be a place for the new authors and first time authors. So that was important to us as well.
There you go, first time authors. So you out there that are just absolutely afraid, don't be, because Casey will be very, very gentle, and I can assure you, I didn't have a publisher. I had never approached one, not really. And then I met Casey, and it was just kind of like, well, you know, I do poetry, and you do, you know, your main thing is science fiction. But I thought, why not, you know, give it a try. And I think that's the whole thing. I mean, really, you got to try. You got to be willing to kind of just let go of any fears and go ahead and try. Because somewhere out there, somebody is going to love, absolutely love your manuscript. And who knows? It's the next Star Wars, but you got to get it out there, right, Casey? You can't sit on it.
That's it exactly. And don't worry if it doesn't do well at the beginning. I mean, the Harry Potter story is the best example of that. I mean, how many years did it just float around England as a small published title until it just took off?
Oh, I didn't know that. What is that story? I didn't realize that. I thought it was like an instant hit.
No, it was floating around for a couple of years as a small publisher. Oh. So before Scholastic picked it up. And that's, you never know what's going to happen. But if you're afraid to put it out there and have few people look at it, nothing will ever happen.
Nothing. That's right. Oh, wow. I thought, you know, I really thought Harry Potter was like a one-time shot. She sent it in and it was like amazing. But see, that's not quite the case. So I'm so glad you came and really are talking to people out there because, you know, being an author myself, I know how hard it is to get rejection. And yet I also know without that, you're not going to get it out there. So you kind of go, if this person doesn't like it, the next one will. And actually, they might, but they won't if you don't try, right, Casey? You got to try.
it's a numbers game. I mean, most of my career was sales, and you know, how often did I get rejection to do one sale? I mean,
really? Oh, yeah. You're a salesperson, so you get rejection every minute, right?
Right.
Every time you're. Wow. Well, that probably got you ready for this, though, really, in a lot of ways. I mean, the publishing industry.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just going to say, the publishing industry is not that easy because there is so much competition, and oftentimes I think that people can be quite, instead of just saying, we're not interested in your manuscript, they can be very brutal and actually scare people away that are quite good. So I think that's where you come in.
Well, that's what we try to do. And again, we want to try to support the first-time authors, and it's really hard. If you go to a bookstore, it's the same authors over and over again. And to be honest, sometimes I was getting, part of this is, I was getting tired of always reading the same authors. I wanted to read something new. But the bookstores like to carry what's safe. I was a publisher's rep in the early 80s, and there was a lot more, I think, bookstores willing to take chances on new authors than they are today. So that's always the big challenge, is getting the new author out there and find somebody willing to carry the book.
Right, and without the new author, we don't have all the bestsellers and all those really exciting books. I mean, somebody has to be the first one that wrote it, right? So somebody has to publish that and go ahead and get it out. And I really recommend Casey, because I think he's quite honest. And if he, let's say, you know, you send in a manuscript and y'all don't totally have a meeting of the mind, the thing that Casey will not do is really tell you not to go to anybody else. He's not like that. Just because he doesn't connect with you doesn't mean somebody else will. And I think that's so important, because basically, you know, there's a lot of people out there, and without you keeping going, we wouldn't have books because, you know, there's a lot. By the way, anybody out there that would like to send it, you know, email us. Casey, what is your email?
Well, you can email me at Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, and that's at dailyswanpublishing.com.
Okay, so that's C-A-S-E-Y at daily, D-A-I-L-E-Y, Swan, S-W-A-N, publishing, right, .com. So if anybody out there wants to send something to Kate, just ask him a question, you know, whatever. And also you can go to Google or MSN or Windows, whatever you use as a search, and just type in daily, D-A-I-L-E-Y, Swan, S-W-A-N, publishing. And you will come up, and he will definitely kind of give you or steer you in the right direction. And if anybody out there would like to talk to Casey, the number is 347-326-9915. And that's 347-326-9915. And the real beauty of Blog Talk Radio is that our show will be in the archives. It will be available to anyone that wants to download it, that couldn't listen to the show and wants to tell their aunt, uncle, or mother or father, sister or brother that has a manuscript that would like to try to get it out. Just go to the Judy Joy Jones Show and click on tonight's show, and you will be able to send it in anytime you want. You can download tonight's show, or it's in the archives, and it is free, Blog Talk Radio. So is there anything you'd like to kind of share with someone or put out there, Casey, that might help people or let people know about your books that are available?
Well, one thing is I try to always do is support the independent bookstores. I mean, without them, all the bookstores would be the same. And, you know, we deal with certain types of books. And how many authors do you want to be able to visit? Do you want to actually be able to pick up new authors? And don't, you know, it's Amazon is wonderful if it's hard for you to get to a bookstore, and they're a great source to buy my books that I publish. But let's not forget about the local bookstores in our little cities and towns. I mean, it's them that keeps really reading alive, them in the libraries. And don't forget them when you're buying your books.
Exactly. Like your independent bookstore on the corner that, you know, that is not Barnes & Noble, Barter's, and all the big stores, but just your independent, your little bookstore. Because they can often be a world of, they can open the whole world, really. I mean, they're there, so don't overlook them and go just to Barnes & Nobles and all the big ones, right, Casey?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get Barnes & Noble and Borders and those types upset with me, but the little bookstores, you know, they're able to order the book for you, so if you don't see any of my titles out there in your bookstores, just ask them and they can still get the books for you.
Well, what are some of the titles of your books, Casey, that people could go and find it? You know, what are some of the titles of your main books that your science fiction I'm very interested in that people could find at their local bookstore?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, we're still trying to get them into the bookstores, and that's where somebody coming in and asking is helpful. A couple of the books that we have out there right now is Revenge, which is a mystery, much an anti-hero type story, a short read, and that is something that can be looked at. It's by J.H. Hardy, who got referred to me by a friend who I turned down on a book. So that's an interesting story, and it's a very fun, I guess, I don't know if that's the right word for it, but it's an interesting book about an anti-hero and solving a puzzle and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pub at the Center of the Universe, which is it's sort of in the vein of Keith Longmer, Harry Harrison. It's a very much a tribute to science fiction from Doctor Who to Star Trek, and a wonderful parody. And another one that we have is Lamppost Motel. That's by Joe Gold. That's a little bit more adult read. But if you would like to read science fiction, but it's not really science fiction, that's something to take a look at.
Okay.
Papers by Mark Jansen is a young adult title that won our first award. And then coming out this spring, we have some pretty good books. I think the line continues to get better. Before the end of May, we have Deadline, which I mentioned earlier, by Paula Tutman. It's her first novel. She's a news person out of the Detroit area with a couple of Emmys. And it's Paula T. Tutman. And she calls it a serial novel. It's an adult novel, a little intense, but something people might want to look at. We have our first two horror books coming out. Black Beast of Algernon Woods. And it's by Nicholas Cook, and that's something you may want to look at. It's a gothic-type horror that takes place in the Southeast.
Okay.
Another one we have coming out is In Lieu of Light. It's a vampire novel, but a little bit of twist. That's by Wayne Jackson that'll be coming out. We have Novel Stones, another young adult fantasy by Will Radcliffe that's coming out again this summer. And let's see, who am I missing? Duper's Fork, Prisoner of War, is a mystery sort of on the political side that Andrew Olson out of San Jose will be publishing.
Okay.
And Sorensen's Gift is a young adult story, and that's sort of an alternative history type book with a bunch of young people as the heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what's coming out. I probably forgot somebody there. Ashes will be our next poetry book out this summer by Autumn Turley. And so we do have quite a bit out. We'll have almost 20 titles out by the end of this year. And we're in the process of getting all the new titles into the website and updated there. But somebody can't go to the website and see what we have coming out in the future as well.
Wow. For a new publisher, you're going for it. That's great. I really recommend Casey as a person to send your manuscript to. Don't worry about it. He's very, very kind, and he's not going to really do anything but tell you what he feels, which may mean or may not mean that you will be published, because there are a lot of other publishers, or maybe you'll click. You know, it's kind of a crapshoot, but I think go ahead and try it, because without trying, how will you know? I mean, really and truly. And that is Daily Swan Publishing, and that's D-A-I-L-E-Y, and then S-W-A-N, And also, Casey, if they want to reach you one more time, your email?
Well, it's just my name, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at DailySwanPublishing.com.
DailySwanPublishing.com. Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you so much for being our guest tonight. Again, if you want to call in, I think probably the best thing to do at this point would be to download the archives and listen to the show and get in touch with Casey. I know he would be so glad to hear from you, and also tell your friends. I know there are a lot of people listening out there that maybe were a little shy to call in, and that's fine. But I really recommend that you go ahead and email Casey, because he's not going to be vindictive. He's not going to say, oh, you're never going to publish. He won't do that. He's really good about that. Just a moment, Casey. I've got a call here. Let me see. Hello?
Yes, Joy, this is just Dr. Condesso again. I wanted to ask Casey something. I just heard about the different venues that he has, and my book is a little bit different. It's sort of an autobiographical, but I think it's more of a nonfiction type of material, and it's an inspiration, has a major inspirational aspect in there, and I wanted to find out, would that be something he would be interested in publishing while he was there with you?
Boy, an inspirational type thing. Probably doesn't make our mix of titles, but there's the Independent Publishers Association, which has about 1,000 small publishers like myself involved in it.
Okay.
And there are, I'm trying to think of a couple off the top of my head, but there's some fairly good small publishers that are looking for titles like that, autobiographical, inspirational. And that would probably be a place that you can go to. And I'm actually trying to get their website, which probably wouldn't hurt to give to people who want to find out stuff, because they do list a lot of different authors.
Okay.
And that's the Independent Publishers Group. It's actually Publishers Manufacturing Association. And their website is, try to find it on their literature, www.pmapaulmaryallen-online.org.
Oh, thank you so very much.
And they list a lot of small publishers besides myself, who are members of the group, and I do a lot of marketing with them, and they're a tremendous help to small publishers.
Could you repeat that, Casey, the website?
Yes. It's the Publishers Manufacturing Association, and that is www.pm, as in Mary, A as in Allen, -online.org.
Okay. So, whenever anybody wants to go ahead and send that in, that would be fine. That's great. That way the people know who to contact, they know how to contact them, and that's the most important thing. We're kind of like out here with all these people, but we're not sure where we fit in. And I'm so glad that the caller did call in and talk to you. Would you like to ask more questions?
Well, no, basically that's what I wanted to find out, you know, where I would be able to perhaps send that, because I have had the material critique. As a matter of fact, while I was in school, I'm a minister, and while I was in school, I had one of my professors to read it, and he asked me to also draw from their manual. So I know at this present time it has a lot to offer, but I've searched around, and it's sort of like what you were talking about a little while ago. It's like you step out and you draw back, and you step out and you draw back. And, you know, I just want to make sure that I get to the right place before I do the final release, you know, that I don't get it out.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, my goodness, why did I do that, you know? So I said, when I heard that he was going to be on, I said, look, I want to get on this program tonight. I want to ask him firsthand to see what he would advise and counsel. So
I'm so glad. What is your book, by the way? What about
The first one is, it's entitled Behind the Scenes, God's Ultimate Purpose Unfolds. And the latter one, of course, is entitled A Christmas to Remember. I'm sorry, Christmas of 83, The Birthing of a Ministry, because I changed the title of it. With God's help, I changed the last, you know, part of the title of that. And they are really, really two interesting, very interesting book, and it covers a major part of my life in many areas. With the look of the behind the scene, that sort of picks up my when I was 8 years old, some things that I went through that a lot of other young girls and women and all have gone through, through the marital aspect and, you know, so many other different things that is there that's really, I believe, want to touch the heart of women and other family members as well. And, of course, with the one that deals primarily with the ministry, that is, I guess, will help people who sometimes they say, okay, they feel God is leading them in a certain direction, but they're not really sure. They have a lot of critics. They'll say, oh, no, God doesn't do that or this or whatever, and they just get turned around and go in a totally different direction, and they totally miss God. And if they learn how to focus and say, okay, I may not be sure about this, but I'm going to search it out anyway, then they'll find out they're in the direct will of God and can move forward in that. And,
that's right. You know, it's like stepping out in that faith, and no matter what, I mean, it doesn't matter because you're trying to go on, and you're going to be guided, no matter, you know, to the right place. And
that's right.
Yes, right. I think without that faith, it's real hard because the first rejection, it's most people go, ah. But when you really are connected to that faith, you know that, well, there's somebody else. They're waiting.
Yeah.
You know, they want this book. And, yeah, that's why Casey, I think he's really good with people in that way, because he doesn't ever knock you down or say, hey, you're not part of this. It's like he really knows that you may not be science fiction or mystery or horror, but there's a place for you.
And well, that's why I'm sitting listening. Yes. You know, I was like listening to him and to, you know, and just the things that you were saying, you know, and like I said, you just touched on some bases that really touched me because that's exactly where, you know, my position was, you know, and just listening as it is now, I can see and to hear and know, yeah, this is something that, you know, there is an open door and we just have to walk through it sometimes and not, you know, and another thing that you really touched my heart on is because you said how long that he had been waiting to have this book, you know, him to get started on this with his book.
Right.
And sort of like with me, I mean, I started writing in this book. I was, well, I won't give my age, but, but it was back, it was back in the 90s when I started writing this book. And, of course, I completed the book by 1992. But I held it. I just hadn't released it. I gave a little portion here, a little snippet there for somebody to read it and to do an evaluation or critique it or whatever. But I just, every time I would step out, I said, no, I'm not sure. So I sort of like draw the foot back in again. So that's why. So it's really interesting and, you know, and to sit here and to talk with you guys and listen to the conversation. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you're one little bitty step from being published, because if you get a publisher, it's so much easier because you don't have to worry about the distributor. They can help you with that. You know, there's a lot of advantages to kind of keeping going until you get the publisher. Don't you think, Casey, it's much harder to go on your own?
Well, most bookstores aren't going to carry a single book. A vanity press title. There's just too many of them out there. But for your the caller there, I'm trying. If she would like to email her synopsis and outline of her books to me, I can. There are a couple literary agents I'm working with on new titles, and I would be happy to forward what she has to them to take a look at. Because as hard as it is to find a publisher. Sometimes an agent is nice, but that can be even harder to find a good agent. Because you don't want to, if an agent's going to charge you money, then they're not a good, that's not the way to go. But they should be out there promoting you and your book so they can make their money.
Well, how does she reach you?
But I'd be happy to forward that on to a couple of the agents that I'm working with on future projects.
And
see if either one of them would be interested in it.
There you go. But how can she reach you, Casey? Should she go to your website or?
Yeah, just email me or go to the website, and she can email me through the website.
Daily Swan Publishing, D-A-I-L-E-Y, and New Word, S as in Sam,
the
A-N Publishing, right, Casey?
Yeah, all one word for the website, Daily Spark.
Oh, it's one word. Go ahead, you do it. You'll do it, Beth.
Daily, D-A-I-L-E-Y, Swan, S-W-A-N, and then publishing.com.
Oh,
.com. Okay, and that's www, okay.
So you can send it in, and he can get it on to the right agent or whatever. An agent is really good because they can help you get the right price and get, you know, they can do a lot, right? You know, that without an agent, it's kind of hard.
Well, they can help review the contract for you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I pay per on every copy, Judy knows, per copy sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't pay advances, but in the long run, you're better off that way, I think. Even a couple of big publishers are looking to get away from that whole royalty thing, advance thing, and just pay royalties on what's sold.
Okay.
It would enable more authors to get published. If I had to pay advances to everybody, I'd probably only be able to do a couple titles. But
there you go.
Yeah, because it's a lot of upfront money that a lot of publishers just don't have anymore.
Okay.
I have published a couple of people who self-published their books and then submitted their published book to me. So I've gone that route a couple of times as well.
Okay.
So there's a lot of ways to do it. The main thing is if you want to do it, you know, it's the old thing, you got to be knocking on doors. Because you don't know where the right door is going to be.
Exactly. That's why I didn't want to be protrusive in that. I wanted to find out, you know, get some type of instruction, you know, as to which way to go with that. So, I really appreciate you giving me the information tonight.
Yeah. The worst thing that happens is a couple of people say no.
That's right.
I mean, I'm in sales. I mean, to keep the publishing house going after my distributor folded, I've gone back to work as well selling cars. So working for Lithia, which is a big automotive group, and it's you do what you need to do to keep it going, and but there, you know, I have a good sales rate, and 7 out of 10 people are going to say no to me. So it's just like baseball, if you strike it, you know, if you get a hit 3 out of 10 times, you go to the Hall of Fame. So you can't be afraid of rejection.
Uh-uh.
And that's the main thing.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to be willing to fall down. And the more you fall, the better you rise, the higher you rise.
That's true.
I mean,
that's how we learn things.
It's hard, though. You know, it's really hard to put yourself out there and get rejected.
It's not easy.
Well, you know, Casey, you waited, how many years to publish your book on poetry?
Well, yeah.
I mean,
it's a little sci-fi epic poem, and it's, it was 25 years to finish it. But I'll tell you one thing, we launched at the Bay Area Science Fiction Convention, and one of the most amazing things in my life was somebody who had bought the book was sitting by the poolside, you know, halfway through it, totally absorbed, not seeing anybody around him. I mean, it's a great feeling when you get that. I'm sure you've seen that yourself, Judy, is some of the responses to your book. I mean, it just, when you get those, it made it all worthwhile.
It does. You know, it really, really does. I think all of the time I was writing the poems and seeing the homeless and all that kind of stuff, but I never dreamed I'd publish a book or whatever. And now, you know, it really seems like, oh, okay, all that hard work, all the rejection and all that kind of stuff, it really was worthwhile because people ask for it or they buy it, and I think, you know, I mean, but if I hadn't have stepped out there, it wouldn't have happened. And, you know, I saw your ad on Craigslist. You're right. It was on Craigslist, and we met. We had coffee or whatever, and it just kind of happened. But how would I know? You know, I had to answer and meet you and go to that effort and then send you the manuscript. So, you know, I put myself out there on the line all the time,
This is the fun part, building your book.
What's that?
People think it's building your book because people just see the book and that's what they don't realize how much work actually goes in between you on actually putting that book together, because the two of us put that book together.
We did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it was
your photos.
Right, Casey.
I mean, it was something else.
No, it wasn't a done book. I mean, absolutely not. And you took the time to put it together and to edit the photos and kind of, and you did a beautiful book. You know, I thought it would be a chapbook, but Casey actually made it almost a coffee table book. It's really beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, that is something actually, the one I've actually did everything from cover to the inside and the whole design. So that's, you know, a lot of people have noticed, have mentioned the cover, so I'm very happy about that for you, that you actually let me design your book cover. So that was
something. I did, because, you know, I think you can get so attached to how it should look or how it should sound or each word, but I'm kind of more like, okay, well, you know, there's a higher power that knows. I can only write the words and let it go, and that's pretty much what I did when I met Casey. And even though he was science fiction, mind you, and my book has nothing, The Homeless, nothing to do with science fiction, you know. Yeah, we kind of just came together, and so instead of going, wait a minute, I wouldn't fit with you, I just let it go.
Yes.
Well, that's why, again, I do look at everything that's submitted to me, even if it doesn't sound like it. Maybe, you know, I'm the publisher. Maybe it's something I want to publish anyway. I mean, you wrote an important book. You know,
that's
it was
right.
An honor to publish it.
Okay.
So, I mean, you got to be able to open your eyes a little bit and the different types of things. And, you know, if I read the same thing all the time, it would get pretty boring.
It'd be boring, yeah. And even if it's not real big in your lifetime, you know, you never know in 100 years, 20 years, what's going to happen. And so you kind of have to live in faith to a degree, because not every book you publish, right, Casey? It's not every book going to be a best.
Well, hopefully. You there? You there, Judy? Hello? Hello, Judy, you there?
Hello? 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 Hello?
It appears that the host has already dialed into the show.
Hello? Hello? Well, you know, we're not coming back in. Okay, let me call her. I want to let you know I was cut off.
I thought something was going on because my phone went dead on me at the same time.
Same time? Wow.
At the same time.
I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to call Blog Talk and see if I can get some help. But I just, yeah, I wanted to let you know.
Well, I was getting ready to find you because I said come on, but if I try to get a hold of you, people have asked me, we're cut off, and I just put my phone out. Well, maybe my battery is dead. I didn't have two bars.
Yes. Well, my publisher bit the dust.
Well, they've got work to go up here. We're going to get something.
Oh, well, you know, we try our best.
Now, you know, because the reason is I went back and emailed to find you. I couldn't remember the number, and I had the number written. I said, I'm not sure if it's the right number. Let me go to my email. I couldn't find that email that you sent me. I said, okay. I said, well, you know what, Don? I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to dial this number and put them in the right place.
Well, I'm so glad you hung on, because you know, he hung up right away, and I thought, gee, she's very persistent. I kept trying to call in and say, oh, the host has already called in. I'm sorry. And I'm going, no. I haven't. I'm the host. I'm going, please, God, let me in my show. Make you call on your... Oh, God. It's like, okay, you're going to be humbled right now. But wait a minute. I'm the host. Everything is going well, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've been there. Believe me. I went on a try to get in one night, and I dialed in, and
Information, and he did tell you to call,
yes,
to send him some,
yes,
stuff, so, you know, it was worth it, but it's always, I told him before we started, I said, you know, Casey, I said, things can happen. I said,
right.
Yeah, they have happened before, and they will happen again.
That's
and,
right, that's
you know,
right, especially when they're jumping and pointing, you know, I'm not going to get the glory out of it.
Because at first he said no, and then I thought, wait a minute, he's saying yes. And then Diablo goes, oh no, we're going to stop
this.
We'll take care of
this.
Casey called in. He worked all day selling cars, and he's like, are you going to be there? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. And then we were just slapped down.
We did.
We'll go from here, and I really appreciate you calling in. What is your name again? Well, I'm sure there's a reason, and I know that Casey will be responsive, because I'll tell you a secret. His wife did not like my book, and she said right off, oh, I don't like that. But he published it anyway. And I thought, well, how in the world can you maybe I should have done this. But I didn't let it go. You know, it's kind of like we are tested every darn
step of the way. That's right.
Something
in
you.
And
no,
one of the
no.
Blog on my show, and one of the things I want, one of the subscribers, I give up because
never.
If I had given up, I wouldn't have ever gotten to the point on Talk Radio.
Now that's ridiculous. That's a bummer. Over. and I'll listen to it. I don't know what happened, but and there was no live talk show. You need to be on a six. You're going to get any help. We're not there. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Wait a minute, let me turn down my radio.
I've only got no time.
Talk radio. Please enter your host pin when finished.
know what, if it closes, no, it's going to go further than that.
Blog Talk Radio.
No. I don't want to write them. I'm sick of them. They're not going to fix it. I don't think so. Oh, I can't stand them.
I did.
That's too bad. We had 20 calls. Well, I would like to know how we had 20 fucking goddamn calls. Do that. Well, I... Well, something's wrong here. I don't know why I keep flipping back. Huh. I feel like a loser, you know?